It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we are wham bam right in the middle of spring here. Things are happening fast. I think one of my tipping points, I guess, is always the leaf out of the trembling aspen. And I have been watching that for now 41 years. And it is pretty astonishing. The change from the stark gray background to the bright green of spring, I think, is most easily noticed. I mean, the grasses are greening up. That's happening. And you see some other things, you know, the red elderberry are leafing out, and the fly honeysuckle is there. But really, the biggest, I think, the most obvious change of the spring is the leaf out of the trembling aspen. It happened at my house on the 4th of May. And looking back over those 41 years, it was originally about May 1st, back in the early aughts. It ran a bit early and moved up to about April 29th. And now the last 10 years, since 15, it has gone a bit later. So now we are probably, if you take the 10-year average, we're probably at like the 3rd or 4th of May. So it bounces around a little bit, but usually May 1st is kind of when I start looking for the aspens to begin to leaf out. The cousin of the trembling aspen, the big tooth aspen, is going to be about 3 weeks behind. If this is, and this is a fairly normal spring. I mean, we're 4 or 5 days late on aspen leaf out. Typically, if that gets to be like, if it goes to the 9th or 10th of May, if it goes that late, then the period of time between the leaf out of the trembling aspen and the big tooth aspen gets shortened, and it can go down to 7 to 9 days. But in an average year, and this one is close to average, the difference between them tends to be about 3 weeks. So around the 20th, 21st, 22nd of May, you should start to see the leaves come out on the big tooth aspen. And when they come out, they're going to be very, very pale, very white looking. So don't be surprised if not all of your trees are leafing out this week. It will be the result of different species. The other thing I will tell you about aspens is that it's a good time to look at and understand the clonal nature. So you're going to see a patch of aspen. Like at my house, I've got this forest of aspens. There are little patches within that forest that might be 30 to 50 trees that all leaf out on the same moment. And that's because they are clones and they are one unit, one tree, basically one plant. And so this is a good time of year to get an understanding of that. If you look at your trees and you see this little clump here is bright green, but the ones next to it are not, well, chances are just a different clone, different plant. So keep an eye on the aspens. They're quite interesting. But don't spend all your time looking up at the aspens. Check out on the ground. My looking at red elderberry, which is a shrub, and it has flowers that look a lot like broccoli. Some of them are purple, some of them are green, but they look like the head of a broccoli right now. And the leaves will be sort of around that, and the leaves are compound, so you'll have a central stalk and then leaflets coming off the sides of that leaf, of that stalk, and that's going to be red elderberry. They are a few days late, just 4 or 5 days later than average, but they're doing all right, and they're keeping up. The other thing that's happening right now that that I always look for this time of year is the flowering of the fly honeysuckle. Now, the fly honeysuckle is a short shrub. It is a native honeysuckle. It has yellow flowers. They are twinned. That is, where you see one flower, there will be a pair. And this plant, because it leafs out at the same time that it flowers, it's pretty obvious right now. If you're walking around in the woods and you see a very small shrub, not usually more than 4 feet tall, you're probably looking at fly honeysuckle. If you go up and look at it and it has opposite branches and it has these pale yellow flowers on it, it is almost undoubtedly fly honeysuckle. And it is a very, very beautiful little flower. So get out and have a look. While you're out there, if you're in rich soils, if you're in sweet soils, there are lots of sugar maple about and basswood and that sort of thing. Look at the undergrowth and you will probably see these little clouds of yellow flowers that are leatherwood. Now, leatherwood differs from the honeysuckle in that both have yellow flowers, but the leatherwood flowers are individual and the honeysuckle are paired. So, and the honeysuckle are kind of tubular and sort of open like the end of a trumpet, and the leatherwood is much more kind of almost pea-like in that it has this hood and then the flower sort of opens below it. So leatherwood is out there blooming right now. You should be looking at that. And fly honeysuckle is blooming. Trailing arbutus, if you're lucky enough to live in an area where trailing arbutus is growing, it is in flower right now. And this one is an evergreen. It's always right on the ground. It's probably buried in leaf litter, pine needles or aspen leaves or something is going to be covering it. But if you get down close and do a little digging, you'll probably come across the flowers. They're little five-petaled white flowers. And believe me, it is worth it to get down on your hands and knees and shove your nose into that little flower, because the smell, the perfume of the trailing arbutus is wonderful, kind of sweet and spicy at the same time. Very, very nice and worth the effort. If you find it, don't walk by it without giving it a sniff. And you're going to have to get down on your hands and knees, because a tall trailing arbutus might be 2 inches. So just remember, you're going to have to get right down to the ground to see it. Of the pussy willows that are out there, there were the early flowering ones, and those I think were either Beb's willow or pussy willows, but they are done flowering now. The female flowers are going to seed, and the male flowers are falling off of the plants, so they're kind of coming along that way. Pagoda dogwood is breaking leaf bud. Nanny berry is breaking leaf bud. You can, if you look at the nanny berry, another opposite branched plant, you will see the flower structure a bit like the flower structure of the elderberry, not as big as the elderberry. The elderberry flower is going to be like the end of your thumb. The nanny berry flower is going to be like, the tip of your little finger. It's going to be quarter inch, maybe, total diameter. So, check out those. Always pretty, always fun to watch, and it won't be long before they start to show up. Pin cherry are leafing out, or at least bud break. Juneberry are bud break, and the juneberry buds are lovely. The ones by my house have these unbelievable fuzzy, furry sort of buds on them that are really quite pretty to look at. And they will begin to open up sort of pale pink lines and a pale sage green bud. And as that begins to open, you'll see the flower structure of the Juneberry too. And that will be pretty exciting when they begin to flower. That's always a happy time for me. Pennsylvania sedge is blooming. This is a, I'm reluctant to call it a grass. It's a sedge. It looks like a little tuft of green grass growing in the forest floor. And it's got a spike about 4 to maybe 6 inches tall. And at the top of that spike is a tiny yellow bottle brush-like structure that will be in flower right now, in at least in the Grand Rapids area and as far south as that Rice Lake country around McGregor. Also blooming in the Rice Lake area was woodrush, which is a kind of a cute little flower. I didn't find any at my house. I looked pretty hard yesterday. Didn't find any woodrush in bloom yet. But this one, think of a fireworks. Think of those fireworks that kind of blow up and form a ball. And all around this ball are these little light dots that make up the surrounding head of the fireworks. This is what woodrush blooms like. There are going to be 10, maybe 12 of these little tiny yellow flowers, all supported on a little stalk that's going to create a little cloud of yellow that's going to be ping pong ball sized. And if you stumble across it, I don't think you'll be disappointed. The ferns are starting to come up. I have interrupted fern up at my house. The countryside around St. Joseph's School, St. Joseph's Church in Grand Rapids, back in those hills back in there, we have found ostrich fern that is emerging. It's not yet out of the clump, but you can see the green coming. Lady fern is up. Interrupted, lady fern, ostrich fern. Those are the three that I have seen that are coming up right now. The trilliums, nodding and large flowered trilliums are starting to come up. The hazel brush that our friend Dick Thoyne is looking to get started at his house has bud burst, so the leaf buds are starting to form on the hazel. This past week was a really good week for finding big green darners. I found three of them on April 30th. That is about 2 weeks early for the big green darners. But they have been here in the area for quite a while, and we're pretty happy to have them. I was out the other night, and there were, I want to say, 4 to maybe 6 barred owls calling back and forth all across my area. Could hear calls from really nearby to really far away. Checking out my own feeder, I've got a little pine warbler that is coming in and eating the suet. And this past week, May 1st, I saw my first female red-winged blackbird, and that is about 2 days early, and the female red-winged blackbird doesn't look at all like the male. She is mottled brown, kind of speckled brown, she has kind of a white eyebrow, and otherwise just this sort of mottled brown color, but they typically come back, well, in this case, they are almost 6 weeks later than average. Typically, the red-winged blackbird males are back at the end of March, usually the 28th, and the females are back the 1st of May, so that would be a month. But this year, the red-winged blackbird males were at my house probably around the 15th of March, and so they're like 6 weeks behind. So the females seem to be much more attentive to the to the day length, I guess. Goldfinches are now at breeding plumage. I saw some black ash that were breaking flower buds. As I mentioned earlier today, I had frost on May 3rd, my last frost so far. Early meadow rue is coming up. Let's see. Among the birds, well, briefly, just to talk a little bit about the trip that we had down at Rice Lake. We had a great crowd. There were at least 30 people there to begin with to start the day, and we had just a wonderful time. Pennsylvania sedge, woodrush, hepatica, bloodroot, nannyberry with flower heads, red osier dogwood with flower heads, trembling aspen leaf out, lady ferns, ostrich ferns, interrupted ferns. The birds were black and white warblers, pine warbler, palm warbler, shovelers, blue-winged teal, mallards, ring-neck ducks, pelicans. Oh my. And then, and this is a testament to those who persevere, because there were seven of us who kind of held on to the very end and took a little flower hike down near Twin Lakes in the Rice Lake Wildlife Area. And I highly recommend that you go there. It is just full of flowers and wildlife. It is a really incredible, incredible place to visit. So if you're going that way, take the time to stop. But for those of us that hung in there, that stayed to the very bitter end, those lucky seven, the magnificent seven, let's call them, we were walking along, and one of our party said, "Oh, there's a red bird over there." And of course, red bird in the forest. Right away, our thoughts went to scarlet tanager, or perhaps a cardinal. And we looked carefully. We right away got our binoculars on it. There were a lot of speculation. And at some point, I looked at Judd Brink, who is a very accomplished birder. And I asked him, I said, "Judd, could it be a summer tanager?" And he said, "I'm looking at that right now." And it turns out it was a male summer tanager. And this is the third one that I have seen in my lifetime up here. The first one I saw on April 22nd in 2019. Some of my neighbors in Blackberry Township told me that they had one at their house and that I should come look, and I did. And then on May 4th, 2020, I had a female show up at my feeder. She stayed for a couple of days. And now on May 3rd, 2025, another male summer tanager, a beautiful red bird. And I highly encourage you to check out if you go to Rice Lake Wildlife Management Area and check out the photographs, maybe go to Friends of the Rice Lake Wildlife Management Area. Greg Drexler has some excellent photographs of the male summer tanager that we were lucky enough to see. This is a big time of year for phenology. It just practically cannot miss. Get out there and look around. Some of you, if we get a little rain in the next few days, I would think that that morel mushrooms would be certainly coming up very soon. We heard from Leanne Pinsky this morning. She said that, and by the way, she was one of the magnificent seven. She mentioned that hummingbirds were in the Brainerd area, so that means that they are soon to be in the Grand Rapids area, and that means you need to get out and get your hummingbird feeders out. And I've mentioned a couple of times already this morning, but this time of year, it doesn't hurt to throw the ratio to 3-1, give them a little extra juice, a little extra sugar. They will profit from it, and you will be helping them out. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again next week.